My name is Verna Noble. My mother was a Pettingill, and she was born in the Pote House, which had been in the family for more than 100 years. The Captain Greenfield Pote House is one of the earliest surviving houses in Freeport, but it was not actually built here. Captain Pote originally constructed the house around 1760 in Falmouth, a town further south along Casco Bay. As the story goes, Captain Pote was a good man, an excellent sea captain, but he had his limits, especially when it came to setting forth to sea. On one occasion in Falmouth, he found the wind conditions and tides exactly as they should be for heading to sea, and he proceeded to cast off and set sail. Unfortunately, it was a Sabbath, but he went anyway. Upon his return, he found that a complaint had been lodged against him for embarking on a voyage on a Sunday. Captain Pote was incensed and at once proclaimed he would no longer pay taxes or reside in Falmouth. Without delay, he purchased property on Wolf's Neck in Freeport, moved his house onto a flat barge, and towed it to Freeport. The building, one of Freeport's oldest buildings, is an excellent example of an 18th century salt box design. The distinguishing feature of a salt box house is the roof line, which slopes down continuously from 1.5 or 2 stories in the front to 1 story in the rear. Few survive in Maine, although there is another fine example in Freeport, Pettingill Farm, owned by the Freeport Historical Society. Both properties were saltwater farms. The Pote House is owned by Wolf's Neck Farm, a non-profit foundation dedicated to sustainable agriculture, environmental education, and community well-being through the enjoyment of our natural landscape. The farming operations of Wolf's Neck Farm preserve a use of this area similar to Captain Pote's own saltwater farm of the late 18th century. Captain Pote was buried across the road from the Pote House on the hill, and it was always called the Pote Cemetery.